The Lord be with you. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. We're glad that you have come here this morning to worship our Lord and be inspired by His grace and His love for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. As you think about your family, what is a tradition or something that was handed down to you from a previous generation that's important to you and important to who you are? As I think about that question, I think of Russian tea cakes. Those Christmas cookies, you know, the kind with powdered sugar that you eat them and it's like all over your clothes. I just love that. That's been handed down 3 generations in our family, Russian tea cakes. What is it that has been passed down? Has it been a recipe? Has it been maybe a hobby or an adventure that was passed down from your grandparents to your parents and then ultimately to you? Whatever it is, what we pray here at Peace Lutheran Church is that we really do focus on what we're passing on to the next generation. We're going to hear from a writing from the book of Deuteronomy today where it asks that question, what are you passing on to the next generation? And we pray that here at this church, it is the statutes of the Lord, His commandments, and ultimately His grace and mercy found in Jesus Christ, that that's passed on to the next generation. And we're going to hear that today in our message, but then in a powerful way when we hear a testimony from Jani Halesto, who has gone through confirmation, and she's going to share a faith statement right before our sermon here this morning. So we're thankful to have Jani with us and the Halestos here this morning. Just some announcements to share before we begin our worship service. This weekend you should have received, and maybe you're in the process of receiving, a distribution package from Peace Lutheran Church. In that package is one of these books, The Being Challenge. We distributed about 120, or in the process of distributing 120 of these, along with a little treat and a letter from me to all of our members here at Peace. Maybe you haven't received it yet. Hold on, it might be coming today to you. But if you don't have it by Tuesday or Wednesday, please call the church office. We want to make sure that everyone has one of these books. This is going to guide us through the months of September and October in a powerful way as we focus in on some habits that Jesus had that can be a blessing for us as well. Also, to just remind you of what's happening next week, Betty Hagen's memorial service is going to be next Monday, September 6th, that's Labor Day, at 1 p.m., and that's going to happen outside on the patio with a light lunch reception to follow next Monday. I think that does it for my announcements this morning. I also want to give a welcome to those that are viewing with us on our online audience. We do have quite a few members that are home worshiping for obvious reasons. We want to give a warm welcome to you that are worshiping with us live right now. And believe it or not, we have people out in the parking lot right now through our radio that are sitting in cars. We want to give a special welcome to you. You can hear me right now. John and Lucy, can you hear me? I know you're sitting. Yeah. What's that? Yeah. Oh, good. All right. John and Lucy, we know that you can hear us right now. We promise we won't talk about you, though. Our order of worship this morning is found in your bulletin, but also it's projected here in front of you. I would also note that we're going to be singing parts of the liturgy this Sunday. It's a little different, so you may also want to have the green hymnal handy. They're in your pew. That'll give you some of the notes for the singing parts of the Kyrie and for the hymn of praise as well. God's blessings on your worship this morning. We're going to begin with our opening song, Blessed Assurance, and Dan Johnson's here to lead us in song. We're also thankful for Colleen playing for us too.